Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorakubo in memory of their father, Mr. Shigeo Sorakubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Nakamoto of the Humpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Nakamoto.
Good morning, and aloha, everyone. Sometimes children's stories can be a great way of sharing the Buddha Dharma, as the mystical aspect of Buddhism can inspire even the adult listener. This story, called The Buddha and the Banana, involves a young boy who regularly attended temple services. He would notice on the temple altar many fruits, including bananas, apples, and oranges. As the fruits were presented to the Buddha as offerings, this boy wondered at what point the Buddha would actually eat those delicious fruits. After each service, the boy would remain in the temple alone and wait to witness the Buddha partaking of the fruits. He would wait and wait, but did not see the Buddha eat the fruits. Week after week, the boy would continue to be at the temple at his deemed hiding place after service. After many attempts to see the Buddha eating the fruits, the boy would appear anxious and wanted some answers. He dared not ask the monk in charge of the temple, as he thought he might get scolded for asking these kinds of questions. He kept his frustration of not knowing to himself, and so he experienced his own kind of suffering. Finally, after sharing his thoughts on his dilemma with a friend, he was encouraged to speak to the monk about his burning question. When he did ask to speak with the monk, the boy was surprised to find that the monk did not react with anger upon hearing his question. Instead, he was quite pleased that the boy was interested enough to raise a question that bothered him so much. The monk explained to the boy the following answer. "Young man, you have asked a good question. Where does the Buddha live? Did you know that the Buddha does not live in a temple? Where do you think the Buddha lives?" the monk asked. Not giving an answer, the boy shook his head to imply that he did not know. "The Buddha lives in your heart," said the monk. "When you feel compassion for others and help them, that is the Buddha working within you. When you feel sad and lonely and a helping hand comes to comfort you, that is the Buddha reminding you that you are experiencing life just as it is. It is perfectly okay. Your feelings are also temporary. They will definitely change. The Buddha is always there to assist whenever you listen to hear his call. The Buddha has a deep aspiration to save all beings. He would like to see you live your life fully in seeking awareness and truth. Go in peace, young man, and thank you for your question. By the way, did you know that the curiosity that caused your burning question you had was something that the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni, once experienced?" the monk asked. Shakyamuni's burning question had to do with his eventual enlightenment. It involved questions about life and death. Who am I? Where am I going? And more. "I commend you for the yearning quest for meaning in your life," the monk shared. It is said that this young man became a famous monk later on in his life. Let us review the messages revealed from this story. The Buddha lives in your heart, is pointed out by the monk. The Buddha does not live in the temple, but right here in your heart. This kind of understanding may have been quite surprising for the young boy, but after the explanation by the monk, he realized that the Buddha was not a person, but something that could be within himself. In the explanation that the Buddha gave about his feeling compassion for others when he was able to help others, that this feeling was the Buddha working within you. It was at this point that the Buddha sensed the connection between himself and the Buddha. In the explanation of one being lonely and sad, that the Buddha was there with a comforting hand with compassion and wisdom to assist in seeing reality as it is. It is here that the Buddha's light of wisdom helps one see things from a different or awakened perspective. Here, the Buddha is seen both as part of the boy and also separate from him. In Shin Buddhism, to see the perspective of Amida Buddha, we find that as we recite the Nembutsu to take refuge in the Buddha's deep compassion and wisdom, it is also the Buddha's call from the Buddha's side. When the monk said that the Buddha lives in your heart, perhaps we can relate this heart that lives in you to what we talk about in Shin Buddhism as the quote-unquote entrusting heart, which is the basis for Shinjing or awakening. The entrusting heart, however, is our experience within ourselves and not just something we think about from an intellectual standpoint. It is said that Shinran Shonin, the founder of Shin Buddhism, experienced deep joy in hearing and meeting with the Buddha's great vow, that vow to save all beings. Through this encounter, made possible through this entrusting heart, he was able to see the negative qualities of his being. For Shinran, this encounter with the light of wisdom working within us helped him realize a deep awareness of negative qualities or foolish passions in himself, and he humbly experienced gratitude and appreciation for the Buddha's compassion. Realizing this truth, he was able to live a dynamic and creative life. It was awesome that Shinran was able to understand that evil passions, which will continue to be part of his life, was no longer a hindrance to living a dynamic and creative life. The entrusting heart is seen as the basis for this awakening experience. The message on the boy's curiosity that turned for him into a burning question can be seen as an important part of pursuing growth in seeking truth within one's life. Shakyamuni's path of awareness began with this curiosity. Shinran can also be seen in this light as the continuous seeker of the Dharma. May our own paths on pursuing the Buddha Dharma continue to be inspired with continuous learning and growth. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nakamoto. To listen to the message again, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org and here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 15th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. The 48th Annual Buddhist Study Center Summer Session will be held in online and in person on June 20th to the 24th. Dr. Scott Mitchell, the current Dean of the Institute of Buddhist Studies, will be speaking on Jodo Shinshu and the Making of American Buddhism. For more information, please go to www.bschawaii.org or call the Buddhist Study Center office at 808-973-6555. A reminder that the Moilili Honganji Mission Bon Dance and Moilili Summer Fest will take place on July 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. at Varsity Circle. There will be bon dancing, food, and retail vendors. Volunteers are needed and much appreciated. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sodakubo, and our speaker, Reverend David Nakamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Irene Nakamoto of the Humpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.